When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world.
Hello, folks, and welcome to our podcast. In this episode, we conclude our interview with Paul Barreca with Fellowship International Mission. Paul tells us how to get involved. So if you have a desire to reach out and share the gospel with groups of people who've never heard it before, this is definitely your episode. And if not, we hope you will enjoy listening to some inspiring stories anyway. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless you.
When it's all about you, it's all about you.
To contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you.
And now, for part two of our interview with Paul Barreca.
You talked about finances, but you mentioned prayer. I'd like to take that opportunity to ask you, how have you seen God work as far as prayer is concerned with them?
Well, many times through the prayer of our missionaries that are raising support, and they don't see how it could ever happen, and the Lord does it. Other times, it's through visas and things that that they've been struggling to obtain. Let me tell you about one of our evangelists was at an airport, and he's praying for an opportunity to speak to someone, and he sits down, and this lady comes and sits next to him, and there were people coming up to this lady. He didn't know who she was, and they were saying, "Oh, we love you." I won't say her name. I won't tell you who she was. You would
sure
recognize her right away. "Oh, we love your show, and can I get your autograph?" And he's sitting there, and so finally the people went away, and he said, "Well, you must be somebody famous." And she said, "Well, I have a TV show in the morning, and I'm this, you know." Well, it comes out she was an anchor for one of the most watched morning shows, and our missionary didn't, you know, he was a young guy, he's 25, he didn't know who she was, and he wasn't enamored by it. He just said, "Oh, well, that's interesting. Well, you know, my name is, you know, so and so," and he shares the gospel with this famous unsaved TV host. The Lord answers prayers, and he did so for this young missionary.
If I called him or I spoke to somebody there or sent an email, how would I go about involved? What's the process of getting involved if our listeners, you know, feel God calling them in that direction?
Yeah, if you feel called as a missionary, go to our website, fim.org. Only six letters. I think we can all remember that. fim.org. And there's a section there. There's two sides to the website. One is support a missionary, and the other is become a missionary. So you start poking around on the become a missionary, and that'll show you everything, you know, how to connect with us and how to get in touch with us. And then we set up a meeting, and we talk on a video call and, you know, hear your story and let you know how we can help you to do that. Just got off the call. I mean, I had a call yesterday with a young college girl from Liberty University. Had another call today with someone who wants to go to Mexico, and just constantly dealing with folks that want to serve the Lord. Here's something really cool. You know, we think about, now I'm 61, right? So I've been around a while, and my age and older, we tend to get a little cynical about these millennials or Gen Xers or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
And we say, oh, you know, they're not serious. Let me tell you something. Young people today are serious about serving the Lord, and they are willing to do the difficult work in missions. They are burdened by the need of the world, and they know that Christian young people, they know the gospel is the answer. God is still calling young men and women. They're still going to Christian universities. They're giving their hearts to the Lord. They're willing to serve. Don't speak poorly about this young generation. They're doing the job. God is working in their hearts, and we're so excited about that. It gives me great courage and confidence to see the way God is working in the heart. There's a revival going on with young people on college campuses.
That's wonderful.
They're serving the Lord. They're wanting to go and be missionaries and take the gospel. One young guy, just tell you one really quick story.
Sure.
One young guy I was talking to, he's actually in Mexico right now. I asked him, well, why do you want to be a missionary? He said this, you know, the world is messed up. Jesus is coming back soon, and we don't have much time. And I want to use whatever time we have until Jesus comes back to tell people about him.
Yes, yes, yes. No, I wanted to ask you, we were talking about the deaf people and so forth and special needs. And by the way, I believe we all have special needs. The first need is sin.
Yeah.
That's what I always say. But say somebody came up to you and they were blind, or they were in a wheelchair or whatever, and they said, well, you know, I really feel called to serve God, but none of the other mission agencies, are taking me seriously. What would you or somebody at FIM say?
Well, we first want to hear your testimony that you've trusted Christ as your Savior.
Sure, of course.
We want to hear about your ministry plan. Mm-hmm. What has God called you to do? You know, we'll guide you as to whether that is, you know, a suitable or achievable ministry plan. You know, there's certain things that a deaf person will probably not be able to do. Certain things that a blind person probably might not be able to do.
Certain
things that... You know, so we all have limits, right? You know,
sure.
We all have our limits, so we want to be realistic about that. Yeah, so no, we would certainly want to talk to that person if God has called them. Can't guarantee that we're going to agree that, you know, they think they can do this, and we might say, well, we don't think you can do it. And a lot of it, the first call we will make is to their pastor or their church,
mm-hmm.
and say, you know, hey, listen, Nancy or Joe, hey, they want to do this ministry. They feel called. Are they doing it in their church now? Because you'll never do on the mission field what you're not doing currently in and through your local church. So if you have some special need and you have a burden to do something, are you doing it here? Because if you're doing it here in the U.S., in Kansas or Nebraska or Maine, if you're doing it here, okay, yeah, then maybe you can do that cross-culturally. But if you want to do something cross-culturally and you've not been able to do it here in your own church, that would be another indication to say, well, let's make sure you can do it here first, and then we'll talk about applying that in a cross-cultural setting.
Well, what made me ask that basically is just that I like the way that FIM their attitude towards people, and they don't just write people off, because so many people, due to age or due to any number of things, people say, oh, you can't do that, and they don't realize that we all have something.
One of our missionaries to Togo, she did a short-term ministry. I met her at Liberty University. And at Liberty University is one of the larger student mission conferences. I think there's 40 or 50 Christian mission agencies there. And she came up to me and she started, you know, we started talking, well, where do you want to go and what do you want to do? And we talked for a long time. And she ended up signing on and doing a short-term ministry in Togo. She came back, and she's actually still with FIM in our home office. And she said, you know, I talked to a number of other mission agencies, but you took a personal interest in listening to my story. And she wasn't, you know, it wasn't a man. You know, she wasn't a male. Like, we think, oh, that man, he's going to, you know, be the next Jonathan Edwards. And
yeah,
she wasn't
yeah.
a man. She wasn't married. She was only a freshman. But we listened to her story. And we said, hey, we're going to help you. It's that kind of personal confidence in the call of God in the heart of the believer that's so very, very important. And
that's what I'm especially blessed by, too, that you don't just write people off.
Yeah, listen, you know, if God can use a basket case like Moses, right, he can use the... you know, think about Moses, you know, oh, Lord, I can't speak, and oh, I'm an Egyptian, and I can't do this, and I can't do that, and,
right.
and you know, and Timothy, whoa, you know, I'm timid, and I'm afraid, and Peter, oh, Peter with his foot in his mouth, and on we can think about, you know,
right.
you know, all of the men and women of God who were small in human, you know, David, King David, the
yeah.
last son, right? But the Lord says, it is not by might, nor by power,
right.
but by my spirit, says
right.
the Lord, so.
How can we and our listeners pray for FIM? What are some specific things that we can pray for?
Well, let me tell you that one really great thing to do, go on the FIM.org, and at the bottom of the page, there's a electronic sign-up, and that's to get the monthly newsletter about missionaries around the world, what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
So when you sign up for that, and all you need is your name and email, there's no cost, and we're not going to send you all kinds of fundraising stuff and all that. It's just, you know, you're just going to get missionary stories. And you'll be able to read those stories and pray for missionaries. You could also go on the website, and there's a section of the website called Gospel Stories, and we tell stories about our missionaries. You could read about them and then pray for those missionaries around the world. Yeah, let me tell you something else you can do. It's got nothing to do with FIM. You can go on the Joshua Project and learn about different people groups. And they've got prayer schedules and ways to adopt a people group for your prayer life or for your family and to begin praying. You know, there's still over 6,000 unreached people groups. That means a group of people in a particular place with a particular spoken language where there is no gospel witness. There's no church. There's no missionary. They still need to hear. And
yes.
You can pray and be thinking about one of those over 6,000 unreached people groups.
So if our listeners were moved by what you said today and they thought, well, that's something I've always been interested in getting involved in, how would they donate to FIM?
FIM.org, and then you go to the side of the website that says support a missionary. And you can just pick a missionary that meets your interest, or you can just give directly to the general fund, which helps all of our missionaries. And we would love to be able to do that. And you know, it's all about accomplishing the command that Jesus gave us, right? Which
yes.
is to go into all the world, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all things whatever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always. Some of us will go, like the missionaries that we have, some of us will go, but for those of us who are not called to go, and the Lord doesn't call all of us, right? Very few.
Right.
For those of us who are not called to go, we can still be a part of the Great Commission task by praying and giving and loving on other missionaries.
Yes.
And we could not have missionaries without those that are supporting and praying for them.
Paul, I really appreciate your time we really appreciate it. If you want to go to our website, it's mynvmnewvisionministries.com. Thank you very much, and appreciate you listening. And have a good day, and God bless you.
I hope you've enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.